The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Come into this place of peace. Come into this place of peace and let its silence heal your spirit. Come into this place of memory and let its history warm your soul. Come into this place of prophecy and power and let its vision change your heart. Please open your hearts to the spirit of life within us and around us all. And let us center ourselves this morning to begin with a ministry from our fellowship singers. I feel like I've been to church, but I almost always feel more like I've been to church when we have the fellowship singers here, so thank you. If you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wisher, a liar, a hoper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer. If you're a pretender, come, sit by the fire, for we have some flax golden tales to spin. Come in, come in. I am Reverend Andrew L. Weber, part-time professional minister and spiritual guide to this community of ministers. Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship is a welcoming and nurturing community dedicated to inspiring spiritual growth and fellowship for adults and children, and caring for our environment, promoting social justice and equality in the larger community. Today is a special day. And this is a special gathering. It is special because you are here. And yes, you, even if, like, yes, you. And I do that sometimes. It's special because you are here. Yeah. Talking to you who are here physically, to hear you who are here virtually, we see you. You're here with us. Those of you who are feeling at home and comfortable, those of us here unsure of our place in this community or unsure of our place in the world, this is a special time because we are together. This gathering can never be repeated just as it is. Exactly the same, and we are sharing ourselves in this sacred time and this sacred space. It's also a special day for what we're doing today. Today marks the ceremonial beginning of our program year as everyone and as we join together through the Unitarian Universalist ritual of water communion. And if you're like, I don't know what that is, don't worry. We'll have an introduction. I'll tell you all about it. We mark, as we do on each Sunday, the beginning of our time together with intention. And this intention we try to bring into our committee meetings, into our small group gatherings, into our Sunday services, and some of us at home when we have a meal or a time together, we come together marking the intention of bringing our best selves and opening ourselves up for the possibility of transformation. We do that by lighting our chalice. I've asked the Board of Trustees, the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Board of Trustees, those who do the governance, the background, and the foreground work of running this organization, to come and light our chalice. So maybe one of you, you can stand up here and maybe one of you can light our chalice, please. The symbol of our free faith. And I will read this reading by Janet Parsons. The flame of our chalice this morning is a symbol of the warmth and brightness of our connections. The flame lights our way back together again from our separate summer lives. And it lights our way forward into this new church year of promise and renewal. We continue our intentionality with a wish for both internal and global peace, a wish so needed now as we light our peace lamp. And please respond with the words on the screen. May peace be with us and with all the people of the world. Thank you, Board. As has become our custom, is if you want a hymnal, they're on the back on a table on a little cart. And if you want a hymnal, you can go now, you can come as you get in. Anytime during the service, you can grab one. If you don't want a hymnal, just don't pick one up. It's good. You're fine. Yeah, right? We're providing hymnals for those of us who read music, for those of us who have a hard time seeing the screen, for those of us who like having something to hold in their hands, right? Any of those things can be, you might look through and like, oh, I've never sung that hymnal. That's okay. And today we're going to have a mix of videos and live accompaniment. So this will be a real treat. So today, all of the lyrics will be on the screen, whether we have accompaniment or whether it's just with the video. Today, please rise in body or spirit for our gathering hymn, 361, enter, rejoice, and come in.
Rejoice and come in.
And fellowship singers and tech team. Today, sometimes I walk in, I'm like, oh, it's all normal. There's nothing strange today. I walk in, I'm like, I've got some weird stuff for you. So thank you, Mike, and thank you, tech team, for making that possible or trying. Today, we're going to, it says right there, what are we going to do next, right? We're going to make some stone soup. Who knows the story of stone soup? Okay, we got some hands. Guess what I have in the middle of this sanctuary here? I mean, you can see, and maybe online if you can change that zoom, there's a pot. I thought maybe we could make some stone soup. Guess what I have in the pot? Oh my gosh, I got 3 stones. My kids went outside and got some really nice stones. We'll put them back, don't worry. But the story of stone soup is that a traveler was coming to a village, and this traveler was hungry and tired and wanted some support, some maybe emotional and also some food, some sustenance, some food, right? This person was hungry. And the person went to each of the villagers and said, can I have some food? Do you have anything? And they all said, nope. They shut their doors. Nope, we don't have anything for you. And so the villager said, maybe I can trick them into being hospitable. And so this villager got a bowl. I don't know, maybe he or she was coming with the bowl, I don't know. Put stones in it, water, and heated it up over a fire, and assumed people would get curious, and they did. And they came out and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm making stone soup. Well, that sounds weird. He's like, yeah. Hear me out, though, it'll be really good. And one villager says, oh, you know what? I said I didn't have any, but I might have some. Who found some vegetables on their chair? Who wants to come up? I may have a green pepper, so I'll put that in. Who wants to go next? What do you have? Okay, celery. Put some celery in. You can just shout it out. This is the one time, kids. A tomato. Parsley. We were having a discussion. Was that parsley or cilantro? We're not sure. A potato. Hot peppers. Okay, so I'm going to pause right now. I know we're excited. This is the exciting part. Pause and think about not only what you're putting into this soup. We're going to go metaphorical here. What am I bringing to this community too? So you're up now. You're bringing a potato. What are you bringing to the community? Joy. I know I put you on the spot, right? Bringing joy. I heard generosity. A tomato. What was that? Some beans. Some red beans, and what else? Mushrooms. More beans.
Yellow pepper.
Yellow pepper, and what about your emotions and your what do you bring? Your generosity? Carrot, joy. A tomato, salt and pepper, music, spices. Oregano and openness. Yeah. Time. Bay leaves and music. I know there's more out there. Where's the garlic? Did that go in already? Oh! There's the garlic. If you're online, what are you bringing? You can put it in the chat. And what have we missed? Or what else are you bringing to this community? Ourselves? Kindness?
Fellowship?
Pain? Compassion, honesty,
humor,
leadership, love, patience. Sometimes, this is the oregano. I looked at this and I was like, I'm not really sure what that is. Sometimes we come and we're like, I don't know what I'm bringing. We might need someone else to reflect. We're like, Lillian, what was this? What am I bringing? What am I here?
Well, our Zoom contingent's bringing some onion.
Onion. There's some onion from Zoom. Yeah? Or what about this? Check this out. The metaphor keeps going. I could talk about soup all day. Hot peppers. Who here is like, oh, yeah, we need some hot peppers? And who here is like, I'm not going to eat it if there are hot peppers in there. Right? Variety. When we bring ourselves, sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, I bring myself, but like, Sheila and I, oh, we have to work together. That's variety. That's me being my true self and Sheila being her true self and knowing where we have to work well together. I'm putting them back in. We can clash. We can clash. What do we do when people want ingredients and people don't want them? Or what about when someone's allergic to something? Separate the soups, we can make different soups, right? We could do all sorts of things. And sometimes we bring different things. I'll bring calmness, and I'll bring anxiety. I can tell you right now. Yeah. So stone soup, let's put this on to boil a little bit. Right. And if you have other ingredients as you go through the day, if you find cutouts or if you're like, oh, I'm bringing this too, feel free to open up, put it in, you know, stir it a little bit. If you need a spoon, we can get one. The stone soup is not only getting us ready to think about community. It's not just about how we change. It's also about what's happening after service today. Why are we sitting at tables? Potluck. There's a potluck today. Oh my gosh, that can be metaphorical and that can be very like non-metaphorical. What's the opposite of metaphorical? Literal. Thank you. Whew. Sunday morning sometimes. It's just like, yeah, it can be very literal. This is about our potluck, which is metaphorical and literal also, right? Usually it's on the second Sunday. We switched it this month, but usually on the second Sunday, all are welcome. If you bring food, if you don't bring food, you're welcome to stay for lunch and have community here. And this is a true invitation, right? Each and every one of you are welcome for lunch. There are no strings attached. You don't have to eat or not eat anything. The only string is that you have to bring your true self and that you have to recognize that those people around you are bringing their true selves. So if there's something on the buffet that doesn't suit you, do your best to not be offended and have something else. That's our potluck and that's our community. You don't have to believe a certain thing. You don't have to not believe a certain thing. We only ask that you're true to yourself and you're open to others being true to themselves. I mean, I could keep on going about food and community. I mean, there are two are so intertwined. I mean, the one witnessing to the other and it goes back and forth, right? Part of the reason of breaking of the fast at an iftar, for sharing a Seder meal, for joining in communion, the Christian communion, is eating and sharing of food is holy. It's holy. And our holy communion is the soup we made. The soup we made. It's the potluck we will share. This gathering. Remember what happens when we add the different ingredients? I mean, once you add the salt and pepper, it's going to change all of it. Those onions are going to taste different when they have hot peppers with them. The soup changes and the ingredients change. The metaphor here is that when we come into this place, Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship is different because we are here. And we are different because we are here. There's change. There's that challenge and that empowerment of like what we do with our lives make a difference, right? Each one of you has individuality. Each one of you are part of a group. Each one of you are changed by being here today. And like I said earlier, none of us, we will never have this gathering exactly as it is today, just as we will never be the same person as we are today. That's amazing. And that's powerful. Powerful, we know that what we do matters, that your presence makes a difference in other people's lives. That your presence makes a difference in other people's lives. Wow. That my salty attributes or my nourishing personality changes this organic structure that we call community. Now, our next hymn speaks to this reality, the reality of challenge of risk, the reality of challenge of relationship. Because all relationships necessitate this change of this giving and taking, wade in the water. As I see it, the invitation to come wade in the water is just this. Come, wade in our water. Come, be part of our community. Come, enter, do something amazing. But But if you know the hymn, Wade in the Water, right? The spirit of life that we all share is going to change you. In the hymn, God's going to trouble the waters. Like, it's not going to be easy wading in the water. The sense of belonging, the sense of comfort, but the differences of opinion will challenge. So the invitation is not to be taken lightly, for the water will be troubled. So please rise in body or in spirit and wade in the water with me.
God's gonna trouble the water. See that band all dressed in white. God's gonna trouble the water. The leader looks like an Israelite. God's gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. In the water, God's gonna trouble the water. See that band all dressed in red. God's gonna trouble the water. He looks like the band that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water. Children, wade in the water, for God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
We don't have the one main, maybe main, I don't know if it's the main ingredient, one of the largest ingredients for stone soup is the water, right? I'm not gonna, that metaphor doesn't work as well. We'll have the water up here. And today we gather, as many of our faith siblings across the country, for a special Unitarian Universalist ritual. This worship service is unique to our faith, and it speaks directly to the fact that Unitarian Universalism is a covenantal faith. We come together in diversity of beliefs with a promise, a covenant that if we agree on love, no disagreement can come between us. We covenant that even when we make mistakes, because we will, or when others make mistakes, because they will, we will always come back to a place of compassion and try and strive for understanding over and over again. Our water communion service helps us to embody our value and the inherent worthiness, the inherent dignity of everybody. It's a time of sharing our stories and remaking or making new connections. The ceremony started at a Unitarian Universalist women's group in 1980 in Michigan, and has since been adopted nationally as a ritual of ingathering and connection for a new church year. If you brought water today, take a moment and recall what that water means to you. If you haven't brought water, that's okay. Take a moment to recall a special time or a special place over the last year. The symbol of water may call to mind light summer showers, thunderstorms, dewy mornings, misty evenings, moments at oceans, moments at pools, rivers, lakes, swimming, canoeing, camping, hiking, strolling. You may have an idea of a moment of grief, of joy, of birth, or rebirth. Bless you. or perhaps a mundane place whose sacredness is palpable nonetheless. Recall who you were with while you were there, or if you were alone. Recall what you were thinking about in that special time, and hold in your mind the smell, the feel of that holy space. We reflect upon what we bring from these moments and places in bottles and cups, but we also reflect on what spiritual, emotional, and other gifts we bring. Let us take some time to recognize that divine spark in each of us, in every single one as we share. And this is where we're going to share amongst ourselves. So acknowledge the humanity, the community, the divinity around you by briefly sharing with those at the table you're at or those nearby you. And if you're joining online, you can use the chat function to share, and I will cut you off before you're done. So don't worry, that's going to happen. So please, share your stories. What are you doing? I'm talking here. Don't interrupt me. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening. There will be more time to continue sharing, especially at the potluck after service. So please come to the table and ask those around you, did you bring water? Where is it from? Where would it have been from? Right? Yeah. Our stories have mingled like the rain and the dew. And now we join our lives and our experiences into one. Water is the very stuff of life. And as we mix together, we are reminded of the interconnected web of all existence of which we are a part. This is the time when we bring our separate streams into one communal river. In just a moment, I'm going to ask everyone to come forward and pour their water into this glass bowl. If you are online, feel free to hold up your water into the camera as joining us. And if you wish, through the coming weeks, reach out to me and I can get your water mixed to our communal stream. There are two pitchers here with water from our shared spiritual home, which can and does stand for so much symbolic water. So if you're like, I would have brought you some of these, and that can stand in. As we share, we've done this in past years and it's worked, we will sing, there's a river flowing in my soul. And depending on length, we're going to change where that river is flowing. We're going to start, there's a river flowing in my mind, there's a river flowing in my heart, in my soul, and it'll go on. The lyrics will be on the screen, and if you get confused, just pick, there's a river flowing in my, and put something in there that works. It's somewhere, somewhere. So let us join. Can you please start the music, and we will begin to do water communion.
Thank you.
See, that was, I said, here are all these crazy instructions. It worked out well, thank you. The last water I add is water collected over many past years here at TPUUF. It holds water brought by some of you. It holds water brought by some in this community who have moved or who have passed away. With the mindfulness that we come from a great foundation and that this is our foundation for the future, we add this congregational water. Please join me in a brief time of reflection and prayer for all that this bowl holds. By our gathering here and sharing, we bless this water. We ask that the spirit of life, which flows through all of us and through all things, also bless this water and bless the community it represents. Spirit of all, be with us as we move together through life. Nourish us in the dry times and flow through us in the times of abundance. May our gathering together this morning be a blessing for one and all. And may we walk this year in the full awareness, as often as possible, of the sacred ties that bind each to all. Amen. As we gather our lives and our resources, we do this to improve ourselves, to improve the world. And today we're taking a special financial offering to support Mitzvah Circle. We don't often do this, but occasionally we will take a special offering. 100% of the offering plate, unless you put Thomas Paine, will go to Mitzvah Circle. Mitzvah Circle is a local organization which provides basic material goods, case management, coaching, and referrals to individuals and families facing poverty, homelessness, serious illness, and difficult circumstances. This organization was created to fill gaps, to provide items that are not covered by governmental assistance. So clothing, toothpaste, diapers, deodorant, as some examples, are items that people need every single day, right? Think about your life without clothing, toothpaste, diapers, or deodorant. Not everyone can afford to buy these things. Mitzvah Circle is here so that parents can go to work, so that kids can go to school and daycare. Their vision is to imagine a world in which kids and their parents have access to the everyday essential items many people take for granted, such as shampoo or shoes that fit. A world where women have pads and tampons so they do not have to miss school or work, and where every baby has a clean diaper. A world in which every person matters. Everyone does matter. We envision a world in which that reality is seen and realized. That everyone matters. Sadly, in August, Mitzvah Circle had a fire which damaged their building and ruined two truckloads of clothing, diapers, and baby gear. Thankfully, no one was injured, and they're fully open and operational. But our offering is to help Mitzvah Circle rebuild and continue their important work. You may donate online, right there, and the link is also, I think, has been sent out via email. And if you need that, you can ask and we will get that to you. You can type it into your smartphone right now. You can make a check out to Mitzvah Circle Foundation to put in the baskets, or you can put cash in the baskets as they pass by. And I've asked four special people to come up and help pass these baskets around. There you go. Yeah, you take, okay, yep. Okay, as they come around. So let us be generous to help heal the world. You can just pass it to whomever has a handout. Yeah. And as we are doing this, we will once again listen to the wonderful ministry of our fellowship singers.
Shenandoah, I long to hear you across the wide Missouri.
We've shared, we have more to share, I'm sure. Those of us on the care team are committed to helping Reverend Andrew help provide support when members of this community may need support. We can only do that if we know there's need. So if you or a member of your family or someone else you know in our community needs help, let us know, please. You can talk directly with us. Some of us wear our name tags with hearts on them, and some wear badges to identify us as members of the care team. You can also reach us through email and through our website, or it's possible also to reach directly to Reverend Andrew. But part of our being community is sharing the highs and lows of our lives. Now, we started today seeing that this will be a joyous day, but there may in fact also be pain and sorrow amongst us. And we'd be glad to know of that so we can commiserate, so we can support. I now invite any of you who have something they would like to share in community to come, and I assume we'll use the microphone that's there. Come up, remind us who you are, and briefly share the personal concerns or happy moments that you celebrate. Please come. And those online will also be able to raise their hands and join us as well. For many of our congregations, many congregations actually closed down for the summer, so coming back with water communion and in gathering is a coming home. And because this Sunday can be thought also of homecoming, I've brought some words from Richard Gilbert, which focus on home. Be silent, be still. Be serene in this house of the Spirit. Put aside all noises that annoy, all sounds that irritate, the cacophony that confounds. Here you are at home. Leave behind all the frustrations that belittle, the causes that fret, the troubles that torment. Here, you can be at rest. put away the plans to be made, the things to be done, the victories to be won. Here, you are at peace. Breathe deeply. Clear the mind of cluttered thoughts. Purge the spirit of all unkindness. Rinse the soul clean and pure. Here, you are at home. Sit easy and be at rest. Feel your body recover its resilience, your mind its bearings, your spirit its strength. Once again, we have come home to the source. We feel the collective power of our companions, the warmth of their welcome, the support of their caring. We who have been wanderers groping for something we know not what are again at home. Here is the place for us. We are at home in the sanctuary and with these people. We are at home on this globe and with all who dwell upon it. We are at home in the cosmos, our home for all times past and all the time to come. We are at home here. Blessed be.
I think we're going to skip Spirit of Life. It just happens sometimes. Things shift and things change. And as we reach the end of the service, I have another invitation. We've had a lot of invitation today. We are further embodying our community, embodying the support which comes to all of us from all of us. And as we're singing our closing hymn, I'm going to invite anyone who wants to come forward. Oh, I'll put this on something so it doesn't drip. And get some of our communal water for your personal altar, for your personal containers. Anyone who's interested to sprinkle at your house or in a special place, to water your garden, to take on a pilgrimage. And if you don't have a container or if you're online, feel free to reach out to me later this week and you can get some water. We are going to sing our closing hymn. Lyrics will be on the screen, no video. Fellowship singers will guide us. Thank you once again, fellowship singers.
You know this. I want everybody to sing the chorus, so we're sure, and it goes like this. River, take me along. Can you do that?
River, take me along.
In your sunshine, sing me a song. Ever moving and winding and free. Where the mountains are old, there's springtime.
is going to extinguish our chalice with these words from my dear friend and colleague, Reverend Tandy Rogers. We are a covenantal faith tradition. That covenant requires growth as a religious imperative. We are a faith tradition with radical universalism at its core, which requires a joyful invitation. It requires we pull up an empty chair and anticipate someone hungry or ready to serve or both in one. And when they come, it requires we look deeply in their eyes and say, we've been waiting for you. Welcome home. Amen and blessed be.